That's the beginning of Channel 2 Over. The beginning of Channel 2 Over on Thursday, the 12th of March, 1970. On Thursday, the 12th of March, 1970, the middle of the morning, Francis and Sugar here. Faye is going down and getting Miss Daisy directly. We talked to her about some things besides these conditions under which she lives right now. Washing, for one thing. And this is Thursday, the 12th of March 1970, beginning of Channel 2, over.
She's sitting down on that porch, just sitting up there ready.
Why, Daisy, sit down here and let me give you those. How about a little orange juice?
Thank you.
Okay,
I'd like a little bit myself, wouldn't you?
Get you started here.
We've just sort of gotten up in shifts today because I was letting the old puny man sleep as long as he wanted to upstairs, and I didn't want to bother him, so I let Faye and Guy get up. I never did hear them come downstairs, but then I came down and finally now he's come down. I think he's gone back to bed.
Oh, he don't feel good, do he?
Well, not very good. You know, I was reading a story the other day about people that lived way back up in the country, and the cow got sick and they got sick. Daisy, did you live up in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what did you do when you got sick up there? Did you live close to a town where you could get a...
Well, didn't live so full sometimes.
Did you have doctors?
12 miles, 6 miles. Yes, we get doctors.
When you were a little girl?
When I was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. But I tell you, my family never used doctors much. They never were sick much. But back there, you know, they used midwives.
Yeah, when the babies came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they know lots of things to make medicine and do for the family. And they mostly took care of the families. Our family.
Good morning.
Yeah. All right. Well, were you ever a midwife?
No, ma'am. I don't like that job.
Really? Oh, I think that would be a lot of fun, don't you see? A lot of babies happy come in the world.
Yes. Them that do it, the midwife. And
well,
they have doctor. I tell them, when they think they're pregnant, they got to go to the doctor and let him tell them.
Yeah, what about that?
I said the doctor don't know whenever I got pregnant, whenever I delivered it. That's all my machine.
Uh-huh.
And my God, she never see the doctor or know nothing about a doctor until her first child.
Mm. Is that right?
Then she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
My oldest boy, he was 21 years old before he see the doctor.
Well, I'm
My baby, I carried him to the doctor. Once he had a rising. Oh, I think, I carried him over here.
Good heaven.
To the doctor. Dr. Rollenberg, I do love. He says, well, there's nothing to do. But Lance said, I said, no, sir, not yet. I said, he didn't really be cut yet. So I kept my baby on back home. I had some slaves that I had bought. What name of that stuff? So, anyway, I kept my baby back home and I grieved him. Well, that Saturday night, and I grieved my pretty bit. Oh, I sat up with him, with that boy, 8 days.
Yeah.
8 nights. He couldn't sleep and I couldn't sleep. But I wasn't going to let the doctor cut it in because I knew it wasn't right.
No.
So I grieved it that Saturday night and slept and slept and slept. So I'd go back in there. She was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping too long.
Yeah.
So I went back in there.
Yeah.
One time, I think it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Well, that thing was them cracked all around. Just busted.
That get red. Those old things were mean, weren't they? She'd be back in a minute.
Well, he didn't have to cut. My children wasn't sickly. But these folks' children now, they stay sick. One thing, they don't feed them right. That's one wrong thing. They mostly let them feed themselves. Give them money, they go to the store, they buy candy, they buy crackers, they buy potato chips and
stuff. What did you feed your children and your mother, and what did you eat?
Me?
As a child.
Well, when I was a child, I tell you what I eat. Whatever they cook. Cornbread mostly, and meat, and greens, plenty of all kinds of vegetables. Then, the children eat what they might eat. They didn't have no baby food, nothing. They'd eat grits and rice. And they would soft boil eggs sometimes and mix them with the grits. They loved it. And if they cooked vegetables, they'd give them pot licking bread. They eat it too. They eat it better than this, and they were healthy too. They don't. Now they get at me all the time. My granddaughter, Grandma, you ought to go to the doctor. I said, for what? I said, you goes all the time, and I can get along better than you. I said, every time you sing a hood, you got to go ask the doctor why.
Miss Daisy. I bet these children, your grandchildren, would be surprised how little that some of us
come up
when we didn't have very much to live on.
That's right. Now, they have candy to throw up and down the streets. We didn't have that. My parents didn't
have that. Tell us what you did have when you were young.
When I was young?
Yeah.
I had most of the thing. Now, my dad, he would buy just straight food.
What kind?
Just straight food.
Straight,
yes. Bacon, meal, flour, and rice sometimes, peas, and things like that. Wasn't much rice. You didn't see much rice. We'd have sweet potatoes, and that's the way I come up. I didn't know nothing about it. All these different kind of cereals and things they buy for children now. Oatmeal, rolled wheat and all that stuff. I ain't know nothing about that stuff. But one thing I know, I wasn't sick. Good morning, Mr. Miles. Miss Miles tells me I grow flowers. I got a green thumb.
Yeah.
It ain't green, it's young. I never could make a fig tree live.
Oh, really?
Two things I can't do. I can't grow a fig tree and I can't grow a rose bush.
Oh.
I'll try. My fig trees is putting out leaves. It's pretty. Hope I have a fig.
Miss Daisy, you don't need to grow figs. You just come up here.
Come up there and pull peas.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
And there's all them little sprouts there. We'll just take a dozen of them down there.
Well,
we tried that, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
You know, that's what I'm talking about. My fig trees, what you set out there for me, they're growing.
Yeah.
They're putting out leaves like a grown tree.
Well, all I done is dug the hole.
All you done, dug a hole and put them in there, and I watered them.
Yeah.
That's the reason I say it's thumb green.
Yeah. That's right. Miss Dean, how did you cook potatoes when you was growing up? Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
You know, they used to make a great big, you don't know nothing about it. But it was. The thing was on three legs, and it had a top, too. My mother would put fire, coals of fire under that oven and wash her potatoes and put them in that oven. Put that lead on it and put fire on that lead. Bake them like that. She baked bread in there, cakes, anything she baked. In that old big oven.
Was this inside the house?
Yes.
Yeah, in a big fireplace.
In a big fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see no stove.
No.
Then. Didn't know about no stove.
Oh, no?
No. It had iron pots to cook in. Mm. I don't know how exactly how that was done, but anyway, I know. My daddy did. He put a piece of iron or something somewhere across the chimney up there.
Yeah.
And he put a wire on it where my mama would hang the pot on that. Build a fire. That's the way they cooked. But it was good.
That was pretty heavy pot.
It was. I've got an old iron pot. Over there to my house. No.
Like one of them?
Like. Made like them that used to cook in. Mm-hmm. And when I had a wood stove, I cooked in it. But you can't cook in it on gas and things like that. I like to cook in them.
When did you recollect having a stove
to
cook on?
A stove? Well, I couldn't tell you the year.
You were.
But I was nearly grown.
Yeah.
I wasn't far from grown. And I see the first stove. Yeah, I was. You know, way back there at the end, it's so much different than now. You know, there's too many things to make folks lazy now.
Well, now look, Miss Daisy, you just got along on next to nothing then, didn't you?
That's right.
And done good.
But, and thought I had a plenty.
Yes.
And still believe it.
Yes.
It brought me up to here.
Well, now you put them sweet potatoes, did you make them, were they good and juicy?
Good and juicy. Tell me when he got done. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, just like they is now when you bake them in the stove. Just didn't have no stove to put them in.
And you put them in a plate and laid them in the safe.
That's right. That's right. Well, the safe we had, my daddy made it. And then he bought it. He had some bolts and he fixed it up, some kind of like that, and put chairs in, put a door on it, and keep the food in there.
Yeah.
And you know, it kept good. I didn't know nothing about an ice box till I don't know when. After I come here, I bought me a box. Where I used to get ice and keep my ice. I had a tin tub, big old tub just for that, and man bring it and put the 50 pounds in that tub.
In the tub.
Whatever.
How did you keep it when you were, how did your mother keep food when you didn't have ice then?
Well, I don't know how they kept it, but they kept it. But the children didn't have no ice.
But they didn't have to keep it long, Miss Daisy.
No, sir. They didn't have to keep it long. Because they didn't cook so much till it didn't have to last a week or two.
Yeah.
And then my mother's children, they eat what she cooked. And didn't nobody tell her what to cook.
Everybody come in and reach in there and have potatoes, and they don't last
yes,
too long.
So when she got it ready and called them to the table, well, then they went there to eat. They didn't go down and tell her, I don't want this and I don't want that and I ain't going to eat that.
Now, you didn't have too much medicine around.
Medicine?
But, yeah.
No.
You just had some good remedies.
Good women. They didn't make some kind of tea.
Yeah.
Plus, if we had a cold or something, make us tea.
Yeah.
And you know, that's most likely of mine.
Yeah. Oh, really?
If they had a cold. I'd go out there and get some life everlasting, they call it, and boil it, and make tea, and give them castor. These them grease the chest with warm tallow.
Yeah.
They got along pretty good. They eat what I cook. They didn't tell me what to cook.
What did most people die with when you lived up in Georgia as a little girl? You remember?
No,
wonder what people died.
I don't remember what they died with, but you know they didn't die as fast then as they do now.
No.
They lived a long time. Now my daddy, he died with pneumonia.
Yeah, that was bad.
And what them others died with, I don't know. But you didn't hear of nobody dying. No. Like there, they didn't have no undertaker parlor.
Yeah.
Where we lived, they would have a room and they had a board. And they'd lay them out on that board. In the morning, they'd come to the cemetery and bed.
Mm-hmm.
You sit up with him that night in the house. Didn't come to the church. When he went out the house, he went on to the cemetery.
Well, didn't you have a little box or something, make a coffin or?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. They made them.
Yeah, right
Somebody
there.
Somebody made them.
Yeah.
Out of lumber, sometimes they put black cloth inside and out.
Well, there's always somebody in the neighborhood who could do things.
Could do things.
Yeah.
What? They had to do then.
Okay.
When did your garden come in up there, Miss Daisy?
Garden.
Mm-hmm.
You said, when did the garden come in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, we would always plant our winter garden in October.
Well, where in the heck did you live?
Well, I lived, now, where I was born and raised there, that was in Jones County,
yeah.
At Gray, Georgia.
That's South Georgia?
Mostly north, I think.
Really?
Between Macon and Atlanta.
Oh, that's pretty north.
And when them, that time we planted beets, onions, turnips, rutabagas, things like that. Well, now, long in March, up like this, that's when we plant peas. We plant peas, beans, butter beans. Now, we mostly planted pole beans. We plant the beans and then they fix stakes and racks for them to run up on. We made a living there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you learned to plant and everything?
Where I learned to plant?
Mm-hmm.
No, so where I learned to plant and grow things, that was in Rochelle, Georgia. Down, I reckon about 100 miles from where I was raised and born. Well, I learned to, I married that, and I learned to try to have things of my own there. I've done pretty good. meeting of God. Can't do much now. I've got so old and no good. I can't dig.
Well, you got nobody to break the ground for you.
I can't get nobody to do nothing for him. That little piece of ground I got there, well, they ain't hardly got room to turn nothing around.
That's right.
So I have to do it myself.
Well, you've got so many flowers and everything that grows all the time.
But they tell me, I sent somebody, I was going to plant me about 2 rows of peas. Bessie said, you don't need nothing. The time you get through digging around these flowers and trying to keep them in sight, you be done enough digging. I suppose I got to do more.
Miss Bessie got any room over there? She got room to plant a garden.
Yes, she is. But there ain't nobody to plant. She ain't got nobody to plant.
Well, you and her can plant it.
Mm-hmm. I have about much as I need over there where I'm at.
Yeah.
Time I get around to that, I think I'll be through.
You don't need radishes out of the garden.
No.
Miss Daisy, how did your father make his little cash money? Did he had to have a little cash every
once in a while? Now, my father, he worked for wages. He didn't farm. He just worked for wages. You know what my daddy worked for?
No.
And people, folks ain't satisfied at it now. You can't pay folks enough now. My daddy worked for $10 a month and a peck of meal. And I forgot how many pounds of meat. I think it's about 3. I'm talking about he had a family. And he fed them, too. I seen my daddy go to the town on Saturdays. That's when he'd go get his groceries. He'd have to go about 4 miles to a store. But he toted his groceries home. He would have a box. I rang him along the table. He put his groceries in that box. Put it on his head and brought it home to his family. Then they didn't count the mullets. They didn't weigh them, mullet fish. They put them on a string. Apparently it was a string, sorry. It was some kind of green thing. Sometimes my daddy would get a bunch with 4 and 5 and 6 on that bunch. Now, what he paid for it, I don't know. But he didn't pay much. It didn't cost him much. When we got our candy, when he'd go get his groceries, he used to make little boxes of candy with little finger sticks candy. He'd get one of them little boxes. He'd give each one of us one stick. He'd give us a stick today. Well, maybe one day next week he'd give us nothing.
He was a good daddy.
Yes, ma'am. I had a good daddy. My daddy was good. And I tell him he wasn't no rich man. But he was a nice man. He was nice to his family and children and things. I don't know. I never will know what folks mean by living like they live now. I'm talking about families. What is the children's going to come to be? I'm talking about black folks now. I don't know nothing about white folks. But I do know these black ones.
Miss Daisy, what time did Daddy go to work?
He had to be waked by sunup. And he waked till sundown.
What'd he do?
Well, he worked on a farm. He plowed, planted, and things. I have had to work, get to work at sunup. Plenty of time at home. Go to work, be in the field by sunup, and stay there till sundown. Walk, too. There wasn't no funny riding. You getting to your job the best you could. And the most of that was on foot. Since I've been here, we used to walk to work over there on Richardson's farm. We, them that lived this way, they would meet, the hands lived that way. We'd all meet up there to that packing house. That's where that packing house is, where we'd get together there. The old man was living then part of the time. He'd be done been there. Got your whole shawl and ready for you. Got your jug of water ready for you. Cause he some go one way and some go another. You ain't had nothing to do but go there and get it and go on about your business. Time knock off. You knocked off. You know, I've worked with Mr. Richardson, I'm talking about Leroy's dad. I've worked with him many days. I worked with his boys many days. Hoeing, picking pepper, cucumbers. And then I worked with them a many days. Somebody said, well, they got it. They can spin it. I said, yes, and to my remembrance, they worked for it. I said, I know they worked for some of it. It's more in taking care of what you made than it is in making it. They worked and they made money and they took care of it.
Miss Daisy, did you ever have any work in cotton in Georgia?
Cotton?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I picked cotton. I used to pick cotton for my daddy. He'd be picking cotton. It wasn't his cotton. It was the farmer's cotton. Well, we'd pick cotton all the week. All right, now, Friday night. He would tell us, he said, if you pick me 100 pounds of cotton by 12 o'clock tomorrow, I'll give you a nickel. And you know, we were just as glad to get that nickel as we could be. Oh, we'd scuffle and get that 100, pick that 100 pounds of cotton. Now, After I quit picking, growed up, and went to picking for myself. I wouldn't pick cotton on Saturday. I'd stay home and clean up my house on Saturday. But I'd pick 250 pounds of cotton every day. And it wasn't no trouble. But I couldn't get 300 pounds of cotton a day to save my life. I'd get 275, 260, but I just couldn't get 300.
Could some of them do it?
Oh, yes, sir. Some of them would pick 400, 450 pounds of cotton.
Well, what was the trick of it, Miss Daisy?
They just picked it. Just go on, pick it out the bubbles. But David couldn't get out that much. But I got what I could.
Well, I pick cotton, and if those burrs stick my fingers, don't you know, around your fingernails?
Mm-hmm. Well, where the burrs is closed up so tough, you see, you got to pull them on and let the finger go down there where the cotton is. Okay.
You gotta pull them.
Yes, sir, with your fingers. And you know, we'd have lots of fun out there in that field. It didn't seem hard to us.
What doing?
Talking, singing, working.
Cutting up.
Yes. It was always a bunch of us, 10, 12, 14, like that. But it's lots different in this state than that state. Now, up there, I never bought a pound of butter or a drop of milk or sweet potato or no greens, nothing like that till I come to this state. Well, now, the way we did that, if my garden was head of yours, you was my neighbor, if my garden come head of yours, well, then you eat out of mine till yours get ready. If yours head of mine, I eat out of yours till yours get ready. Well, now, that's just the way we lived there. My cow went dry, well, I'll get milk from you if your cow was good. But it wasn't no charge. It's just friends. I tell them, I like Florida. It's a good place to stay if you like it. But it's not so much friendship. They won't sell everything. They ain't got nothing to give you. But you got to buy it. I guess that's all right, too. But I just wasn't raised under that law.
Well, was everybody that lived around like that, were they all your kinfolks?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
No.
Did you live real close together? Just
well, part of the time I lived close to my relatives, but most of the time I was off, just like I am now. We never did live just close together. Now, when I come to this state in 23, all the rest of my family was in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where they were. And I was in Florida. Well, we stayed like that for years, you see. Well, now, I don't have but one sister. So she lives in Plant City, and I live in Florida.
You come down the same time Miss Dora came down.
Who? Dora Mitchell? Yeah, I think I don't know which one of us got here first, but I think I did. I come here in 23 in December. That's when I come.
How big a family did you have then, Miss Daisy?
Had all I got now. 3 children. But they were small. You see, my children were small. Like my grandson asked me yesterday evening. He had a birthday. He was 13. So he come over there to the house. He said, "Grandma," I said, "He said, "You got to pay me $2 an hour." I said, "For what?" I said, "You don't do nothing for me." I said, "If you were doing anything, you wouldn't get no $2 an hour." I said, "You don't do one thing for me." I said, "Why should I pay you anything? I know it had a birthday." He said, I said, "Samuel must have told you that's what he gets, $2 an hour." He said he did. "And I ought to get what he get." I said, "You get it like he get it." I said, "He work for it if he get it." So I went down there last night. Dora said, "Mama don't bring you be able to stand your grandson much longer. I said, well, she said he had a birthday today. He's 13 years old and he's about to go crazy. I said, well, he don't know what it means. I said, of course he'd be about like the most of the rest of them. Won't mean much to him to get to be a man.
That's important when they move up a year, ain't it?
Oh.
And 13 is important. They think they've grown.
Uh-huh.
Miss Daisy, where did you settle when you come down here?
When I come to this state.
When you come
up there to the junction.
Yeah.
You know where that big white house is up there? Right on the road coming from Micanopy.
Yes.
Well, it used to be another house there, farmhouse. It was a big house. Well, I lived there. Man, the white man that seated at that place, he was a clerk. But the place belonged to Mr. Walter Blackshear. And Mr. Clark overseed it. So that's where we come now.
What were you doing? Did my sister see your kettles down there?
No, she's sitting on the front porch.
I want you to tell Francis, is that the way you washed when you were in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am, that's the way I washed all my
life. I don't know whether she ever saw anybody. She may have.
She come down there, I was fixing the wash. I had my water in my pot and putting the water in the cup. She said, Miss Daisy say, what, you fixing to wash? I told her, yeah. She said, that's the way you wash. I told her, yes, ma'am. I said, I don't like to go to the washroom. I said, it sure's all cold, but I don't want my clothes to go down. You want a cam? I tell them, as long as I'm able to wash them, I wash myself. She said, do you boil them? I told her, yes, ma'am. Put them in the pot and boil them.
What do you put in it?
Well, I use Tide.
Oh.
But you used to make your own soap?
Yes, I used to make it, but I don't make no more soap.
Now, what did you do how did you do your kindling?
Yeah. Well, you see that trash around there?
Yeah.
Around that pump?
Yeah.
Well, I pour a little bit of kerosene on that trash and straighten that match and put it there. Going by my business, Ma. Doing something there.
Then what did you have in that sack under the house?
Trash. To help that out, what you see.
I see.
That's a good way to,
ma'am.
That's a good way to burn up the trash, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now I saw three big tubs there of water.
Mm-hmm. I rub in one, and then I rinse them in two.
Mm-hmm. Squeeze them out, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Now is that the same way your mother did?
Yes, ma'am. That's the way my mother did. And that's the way I've been doing ever since. Because, you know, it's all right to use the washing machine and things like that. I think sometime after a while I'm going to get me a little washing machine,
mm-hmm.
Have it to my house. But I ain't thinking about going to the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
Washing. Now, Doris, she goes. Sometimes they have to go twice a week.
Yeah. Miss Daisy, where did you meet Ben?
In Rochette.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of parties when you were young?
Parties?
Yeah. What did you do for entertainment?
Yes, we had lots of parties around, but we didn't have them. Our parties weren't like these to have now.
Well, what were yours like?
Well,
Ben told us a little, but I never have heard you talk about it.
Well, they would have a man pick a banjo. Well, no pianists around where I was, but we'd have a man pick a banjo, and we'd dance four hand sets. That's the way they did. Have a man call the set and tell us what to do. Oh, I enjoyed it. I liked it. But it's just kind of part of the half now. I don't see no sense in it. Of course, I don't go to him, but I hear him talking about it.
But you mainly went and danced?
Yes, and we danced.
Uh-huh.
I never could dance, but I'd be out there anyway trying.
Have you always belonged to a church?
No. I've been a member of the church since I was 19 years old.
Oh.
I've been a Baptist. Mm-hmm.
So that was when you were, before you went to Rochelle?
Yes, ma'am. I was in Graves, Georgia, there, Jones County.
Mm-hmm.
That's my home. Yes,
ma'am. And you were, they had an active church, you did a lot of things.
Yes,
I know
yes.
What they do here. You
yes.
all do more work than we do.
Yes, but now we didn't do back that then. We didn't do as much of work as they do now, as they do here in the church. They working all the time. All the time. Well, it don't seem to show up much as much work as they do to me. But I really didn't know where it is. Now back then, we paid 25 cents a month for pastor dues, church dues. 25 cents a month. And they had heat better church than they have now.
Oh.
You could enjoy it better, heat better than you do now. Folks didn't know so much to talk about. When they went to the church, they'd get the Bible and the preacher'd read, and then he'd get up and talk. We didn't know nothing about all this stuff they be talking about. And you know, that's what I like. That's what aggravates me. You go to church and the preacher preach, well, then he got to take 10 or 15 minutes talking after he preach. I think if you got to talk, talk before. And when you get through preaching, dismiss. And go home. Just hang around church all the time. So I was up there and I was in Rochelle then. We were sitting down one day talking. So it was a woman, she had been here in Florida. And she said, I'm going back to Florida to tell me money's growing on trees down there. I didn't find that when I was there. I thought about that and thought about it. Well, after years passed and passed, then I got a chance to come to Florida. I found out how that money was growing up on that tree. It's growing up there, but you sure work to get it down. And after you get it down, you work before you get the money out of it. Now you see all this moss hanging on here. And I'd see this woman, Frances. She would give them moss. I said, Daisy, says, you ever give it any moss? I said, no. I said, moss didn't grow where I come. She said, well, I give us every chance I can get. Go with me sometime. I said, I will. And I went out there that day. Well, I wanted to go back. Every chance I could get, I'd go out there and pull some of that money down out that tree. give the most. That's what I would do in summertime. Days I wasn't working doing the crop. Me and three or four more would get together and give them more. But we ain't got nowhere to get it now. I ain't able to give it now. And ain't nowhere to get it. They got everything fenced in and cars on it. Where you used to go, you can't get there. I got to go. I ain't going to most over nobody's gate. Because I'm liable to forget it and leave it over, and the man, the car will be all out there where he don't want them. No, I ain't going to give them no more. But I have made good at it. Yes, ma'am.
Well, life in Georgia was pretty good, wasn't it, Miss Daisy?
Yes, it was pretty good.
Wasn't too hard?
No, not where I was. I hear folks talk about Georgia was so hard, and folks didn't have no chance, and just like on Changing, I said, I never did pass through there. I said, where I live, I said, folks was peaceful and quiet. I said, everybody worked. I said, it didn't have time. Yeah, but the white folk didn't. I said, had some just as good of white friends in Georgia as I ever had in my life. Uh-huh. I don't know about it. Well, I don't. We got along all right.
Sure you did.
Where we were. Everybody was free. Where you were. The need didn't make you work. Didn't nobody force you to work. If you didn't want to work, they didn't want you to work because they didn't think you was going to do a good job. And they didn't bother.
Well, I think you're right. You had a good daddy.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you must have married a good man.
He is. He's a nice man. Of course, he don't stay with me now.
Well, where did he go, Miss Stacy?
He down now, little folk, ma.
Yeah, down there working in the flowers. Yeah.
Miss Stacy, what's your mama like?
Oh, she must have been a good mama, too.
My mom? My mama was hard working woman. My mama, she tried to train her children in the right way to go. She raised them. And my mama, she had her children to know what I said, do you do that? If you don't, you wish you had. But they don't whoop them no more now. But my mama, my dad, I don't think my daddy ever whooped me more than about once or twice. But my daddy, he could tell me what. And I know I didn't want my dad to whoop me.
He just look at you a certain way.
That's right. That's right. But they didn't have to worry about whooping us much.
No.
They,
what is some of the things? What is some of the things your mama told you?
What is the things my mama tell me?
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, just things.
Wave hay, no. Well, the most thing mama had to tell you is something to do, some kind of work for you to do. And you better.
Oh, she laid out the work for you?
My mama?
Uh-huh.
Yes, around the house.
What she, yeah.
After we grew up, you
yeah.
See, big enough to work. Well, then we had to work. We'd go to school sometime. But my mama. She didn't care much about school. My daddy did. But mama wasn't particular about you going.
Oh, really?
She really did what? Be gone. She let us go sometime, but we didn't get much schooling. I didn't go to school enough to know what grade I was in.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I don't have no education, whatever. That's one thing I didn't get.
Well, now, Granddaddy sits out there and reads all the time.
Granddaddy sit out there and read. He say he be reading sometimes. And sometimes, Mr. Meyer, he fast asleep, looking in that book. If somebody come along the road, well, that's what they say. Ben, he sit on the porch and read all the time. I say, he don't be reading all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes he just fast asleep.
Yeah.
Sitting there. Well, if he'd get up and try to do something, he wouldn't get so sleepy, would he?
No. Miss Ada, who got more religion? You or Uncle Ben?
Nah, I can't know nothing about that.
That's a hard question. Well,
yes,
now, yes. I've heard Granddaddy talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about it.
But how much is he even act about it? I bet Granddad didn't go to church four times the whole while he was here.
You mean when he come back up here?
Yeah, when you know when he was here.
Well, I thought you went every time.
No. No, he didn't. I don't know what's going to happen to Granddad at some of these times. You know, he ain't been home since September. He left here in September. And he hasn't been back.
He wasn't back Christmas?
No, sir. He hasn't been back. I had a letter from him yesterday. He said he was okay. Hope we all was well. And he said this. He said they's going up now. They paying from $12, $13, and $14 a day. So I don't know how them three prices come in. I don't know where it's different jobs or how he is. He said, I was thinking when I come home, when I make it after the season was over and I come home, I don't think I'll come back down here, but I don't believe a word of it. If he can walk, he going back. He'd rather be there. Now, you know, we had a bad winter, rain, cold, freezes. Well, he wasn't doing nothing all that time. And he was there.
Miss Daisy, I have a hard time with my children. How did your mother talk to you when you were a little girl?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, well, I'm still working on the old stockings.
Need a chair right here, ma'am.
Okay. Sit down here. I was thinking I was going to get to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was thinking I was going to get to see you again.
Well, I was hoping I was. I didn't know how soon you were going to leave.
Well, I don't know exactly, but I'll be leaving a few days,
well,
I guess.
Well, you know you told me the other day.
Yeah.
You'll be going home soon.
Yeah, I'll be going home soon. And they said you was washing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was boiling your clothes.
Yes, I was fixing to start. Do you know anything about that? Have you ever boiled any clothes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to boil our clothes out in the yard, hang them out. I remember that. And then after I married, I sent my washing out then.
Uh-huh.
And did you ever do any washing for people that way, take in washing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you did that?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I used to work, I'm talking about since I've been right here.
Uh-huh.
And I used to work every day on the farm when there was working. And I'd keep me three washings besides my own.
Yeah.
Well, I kept that washing. When I knock off in the evening, I go home. I'd wash and boil out one bone.
Yeah.
In the morning, when the sun rise, I'd have hit them home up, because I had to be to work at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'd keep them washing, so in the summertime, I'd have something to help me along.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have my children to get up my water, you see, and everything, fill up my tubs and my pot and everything when they come to school.
Yeah.
I'd get home, cook supper. Well, I had nothing to do. Get out there and go washing.
Oh, yeah. Now, what would you get for that washing? I mean,
how
much money?
Depends on. Now, some of them, I'd get $3 out of it. Some of them, I'd get $5.
Oh.
It depends on how big the washing was.
Well, would they have it done every week?
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Every week. The $3 for the washing. Oh, they had big fan, big washings then.
Mm-hmm. They, well now, you know, it wasn't so big. Well, it didn't seem hard to me, you know, wash and course. That's all I could get at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I think I paid $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
For my washing every
just
week,
you too.
Washing and ironing.
Uh-huh.
No, I had at that time I had Faye.
Uh-huh.
I had Faye, one child,
uh-huh.
And my washing, and all paid $1.50.
Uh-huh. Washing.
Washing and ironing. They'd come and get them and
uh-huh.
take them home.
That's right.
And bring them back so nice and fresh mm-hmm. and clean and starched.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, starched.
And they didn't throw nothing by.
No.
No. They won't wash their own clothes.
No.
Got the can.
They got the can.
$1.50. Tucking on her and my daughter. I don't know how much she has to pay. Because she
mm-hmm.
sure has one. When she has plenty of time. To do it herself. She do.
She has time,
uh-huh.
but she just don't do it now.
Just don't do too lazy.
Now, do you wash in your tub with the
yes,
old washing
ma'am.
Wash
that's
board?
All I had, my wash board and my tub and my
yeah.
old pot.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Mm-hmm.
A washing board. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it. In fact, I liked it.
It was just enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never could iron very well. I wasn't a good ironer. Never was. And neither was she, but Faye was. Good ironer. But I was never a good ironer.
Well, now, which is the baby?
This is my baby.
Thank you, Daisy. Thank you.
Don't she look like a baby?
Thank you, Daisy.
She's my baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just have the two.
Mm-hmm.
And just Faye, and she's the baby. And she's the one that got my grandchildren. And
how many she got? Four?
I was crazy about her daddy. She's made him sound like such a fine man, and her mother. Do you remember your mother talking to you about how you ought to behave when you were a little
yes,
girl?
Yes, ma'am. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
What did she say? I never can remember what my mama told you. Can you remember anything she told you?
Told me when I was out. Well, I do remember. I can't remember anything, but I can remember one thing. She'd tell me, don't you ever do so and so. She'd tell me that not to bother nobody's thing, nothing. Pick up nothing round nobody's house. If you get things, you go to anybody's house and you see something laying out there in the yard, if you pick it up, you give it to them. Don't you bring it away from there. If you did, you stole it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I catch you stealing, I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she would. But she just told me that
uh-huh.
since I growed up. To make sure that I wouldn't bring nothing away from me. And I knew this, and I told my children, I said, don't you steal. I said, if you steal, I just don't know what in the world I'm going to do with you. If you go to anybody's house and you see anything laying around out there, I said, if you catch it, you give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised them up right here in Evanston, all three of them, grown. Never had the first person to come and tell me, Daisy, James done so-and-so, Daisy, Doris done so-and-so. No, I said, hell, I see some children now, and the way they act and do, I just couldn't live through it. I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't take it. Now, she says she has hard time with her children. Now, what kind of time do your children need? All of them in school, ain't they?
Yeah. Well, just a different way in this.
How did she tell you how to act? Did she tell you how to act when you went out on it? Did you have a date?
Well, not many.
Yeah, what'd you call it?
Well, they called it. Going sit in such a place that somebody was going to take me to church. Well, it asked my mama, could you take me to church? We didn't know nothing about dates. We just had to say where we were going.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing we had to do, better make sure that's where you went.
Mm-hmm.
You had so long to stay if you're going to church. And 2 hours, 2 hours and a half. At the limit, you have her back here home. Well, you know, boys obeyed pretty good. Of course, if he hadn't, well, then you see, I'd have went home back home by myself, and he knew that had been wrong, and then I wouldn't have went out with him.
Mm-hmm.
But now, these colored ones, they don't ask nothing. The most of them, when they more know anything, they done gone. They may tell. Well, I'm going to sit in such a place. But 9 times out of 10, they go there.
Mm-hmm.